Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Confessions. You can't handle the truth.
So today we're going to hear from a guy named Mark. We have obviously dubbed his voice, unless he took a trip. You know when people go somewhere for 2 days and come back with an accent?
With a twang.
Yeah, maybe he did. So Mark, imagine him minus the twang you're about to hear. But listen to what he has to say. It's a valid question.
I'm a married man and my wife was married before. We live together now in her house after I sold mine. Here's the thing, though. The walls of this house are still covered with family pictures. Her, the ex-husband, and the kids. Every room I walk into, I'm reminded that he was here before me. Honestly, it's eating me up inside. Is it fair for me to ask her to take those pictures down? Or am I being unreasonable since it's all part of her past?
Damn.
So Marky Mark, going through it. Obviously happy, happily married, happily remarried.
Yes.
You know, and as the old adage goes, don't let your first marriage save you from your actual marriage. Yeah. So Mark has found his person and she's found him. And clearly she comes with a past, as we all do.
Yes.
And when you are dating and you are older in your life, we've grown up about it. Clearly, there were people who were there before you, and you know it. You understand it to be true. But now he's in this home. There are photos of the ex on the walls because obviously that was the family at some point. That was the unit.
Yes.
The kids are in the pictures, smaller and younger than what they are now. And he's feeling a way. And I think that this is a very relatable thing because people are meeting later in life. People are marrying later in life.
Remarrying and moving on.
Exactly. Yeah. And now what? Now because there's a new person in the house, now you must suddenly pretend that this whole part of your life didn't exist? That's what he's asking. Is he being unreasonable? Because it is technically all part of her past. Or should Mark ask Wifeykins to take the photos down?
Yeah. So let us know your thoughts on 061-792-9495. So on the line, all the way from Belita, we have Tella. Welcome to the show, Tella. How are you doing?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you loud and clear, ma'am. What are your thoughts on Mark's situation?
It's my second time online, eh?
Okay,
Tell us back.
All right, what are your thoughts on Mark's situation with the pictures around the house?
Okay, first of all, I will never sell my house as a commitment to somebody else and then stay with them and I have to look at the ex-wife on the wall. No, that cannot happen. That is bad and that is inventive. If the fact that he has to ask her to take it down is a red flag for me. She should know it should come down.
Okay.
I mean, every relationship is a new relationship. You cannot compare it to the past one, even though you have a past. No, he is not wrong at all to feel like this. Not at all.
Okay, so Tella, clearly, you're like, I said what I said. Period. However, in those photos, it isn't like photos of the two of them on their wedding day.
Yeah, it's
whole random
family.
Photos like with the kids in it. That's why they're still on the wall. The kids are in the photos too. Still a hard pass?
That's hard, yes, because kids matter, right?
Yeah.
Our kids come first. But is it really necessary to have him on all the walls? Maybe one or two or in the kids' bedrooms if there are still kids living in the house? But I don't think I'll be comfortable with the ex-wife on the wall.
Yeah, no, listen. Actually, Taylor, that's a very good ground. That's a very good compromise, actually. In the kids' bedrooms, if they're still in the house. Otherwise, just photos of the kids. That tracks. Thank you, Martella.
Shout out, man. Listen.
Okay, thank you.
Everyone's opinion matters, and we're respecting everyone for coming through live on the radio and sharing theirs. Right now is Jono, all the way from Poshepston. Welcome to the show, man. How are you doing?
Luck in yourself.
Lekker, man. Talk to us.
Definitely not.
Not for it, eh? Must remove the pictures.
Nah, take them off. They must go.
Damn. That's two on two.
No, well, the thing is now, Jono, let's unpack it. I'm going to ask Taylor too. Like, so if the kid's not, again, bearing in mind, it's a photo that was taken on a holiday. He was there. You know what I mean? He just happens to be in the picture. Like, I think the focus is that it's not that there's no malice here, right? It's a moment in time that was part of this family's reality. Granted, he's no longer there. But, like, do we need to now CGI him out?
If you're going that route, what part was he of the upbringing?
Well, I'm assuming that they were together.
If they raised the kids together, surely a part of that process was documented.
Yes.
At some point, it was treasured, it was appreciated, and therefore it landed up on the display. And when they look at this as the family, there's a moment of, remember that time. Surely that shouldn't be taken away from at least the kids when they're walking around the house.
Well, everybody's got their private areas in the home.
Mm. Yeah.
So where do you reckon these pictures must be of the whole family?
In the kids' rooms, like Tiller said.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, so now, Jono, is there any part of the story that you actually, like, hard relate to?
I felt that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both myself and my partner have both been married. Mm-hmm. She's got three kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any kids.
Okay.
I've taken her three kids on as if they were my own.
Yeah.
I do everything for them. I drop them at school. I fetch them from school. I take them to the doctor. I do everything for them.
Hmm.
Without sounding rude or disrespectful, fortunately, we're provinces away from their biological father.
Yeah.
Okay. The point is, Jono, you would feel bleak if you suddenly rolled around the corner going down the passage and saw a picture of father with the kids and your current partner on a wall. It would make you feel away. You understand where Mark is coming from. Okay.
All right, noted.
And thank you.
100%.
Yeah, no. Jono, got you. Thank you, Jono. Thank you.
That's two people saying the pictures must be taken down, which is fair. I understand.
To round us out, Graham from Durban. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
So good. Now, Graham, where do you land on Mark's situation here?
Leave those pictures where they are.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us why.
100%. Because they were there before.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you say anything in the first place?
Mm.
Secondly, help the children through the process. Don't just take things down. Guide them through the process the correct way.
Yeah.
And help them.
Yeah.
Don't go in as a monster.
Yeah.
Which I think he's trying to do.
Yeah.
To be honest.
And he's going to come across as a monster who doesn't treasure the memories that she was able to create with her family. And I think instead of asking her to remove the pictures, he should be more focused on how they can both create memories and put those up to sort of reflect her
what's happening
in
now.
The future, happening now. You can't just expect someone to erase their past, man. A picture tells a story, and this is a story that she would like to see every day with her family. You can't have that. Also, it's her house.
I fully agree. So you got dad one and dad two.
Yeah.
You know what?
And the kids must know that.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
The more the merrier. They do say it takes a village. Thank you, my Graham. Have a beautiful day. Thank you very much for your time and your airtime. Thank you, my doll. I'm inclined to agree. I mean, I don't want to drudge up my past, but as a child of divorce, right? This is my mother's home.
Yeah.
So I have a stepfather, and he moved into my mom's house. And my mother loves a photo and loves one of those frames, you know, where there are like 10,000 pictures in it.
Expensive ones.
And she spent a lot of time, energy, effort, and money putting these photos and these collections together. Mm-hmm. But the same can be said for every boyfriend my sister and I have ever had. So every time a new guy walks in, inevitably you will turn to the left, and there was that guy that I took to the grade 7 prom.
Yes.
Okay. Then he's out. Then here comes the next one. Now that one's pictures on the wall. And not because she's replacing any of them, because she's building up these collections. And I can't fathom that she would. I mean, I wouldn't try. I wouldn't try to tell my mom to take someone's picture off the wall.
Also, that ideology, if being applied to everything, would result in you having to change the toilet, the kitchen cabinet, and all the things in the house, basically. Because something will remind of the past in some way.
I do think, though, just Mark, for your peace of mind, it's not unreasonable to feel some way.
But have a chat.
It is a conversation that you need to have with your wife. Obviously, the kids are the most important here, depending on how old they are as well. And just, there is definitely a middle ground. A middle ground can be forged here. Not all is lost, and not all the pictures need to come off the wall. KZN, we asked you what you think about Mark's predicament as part of Confessions this week, and this is what you had to say.
Hey, I think it's a little bit creepy to have the photos of the previous family on the walls. When you, the new partner, you've moved in, I think it's time to get those old pictures off the wall, forget about the past, and create some new memories, new photos. I think Mark needs to man up, get those pictures off the wall and put new ones up there.
It's happening today here in Jane, already East Coast, all you lovely people. Guys, let me tell you now, if I'm moving into a house with somebody and I still want to look at a picture of another man the whole time, I'm gonna be frustrated. So I'm fully with this. Oh, like you need to tell her to take the pictures down. I don't understand, you know, if the person died and maybe there's a remembrance, keep one picture somewhere, but I don't wanna walk into every room and there's this guy. I don't wanna be reminded. Nah.
Greeting East Coast Radio, Stalin in PMB. Nowadays I'm having some man with a bald head and funny teeth staring at me on the wall. No way, Jose. When he's gone, he's out of the picture. We better take a picture of them kids and frame me on the wall.
Why are you explaining the guy like that? You don't even know him.
And apparently his name is Jose.
And he's bald.
I mean, apparently the general consensus as far as his photos are concerned, title of JoJo's song, Leave. Get out.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.